This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mango and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Covered just about everything you could think of this morning, and we're filling in for the Greg Hill Show on a Memorial Day Monday. But Mego, I think it's about time we get a little kooky again.
And what it's time that piano forte we just heard?
That was me not previewing the song. It's supposed to be the Offspring Gone Away, but they added the fancy little piano intro to it.
This is very dramatic for summer movies.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You know, sometimes the score of a movie has to be dramatic, Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that leads perfectly into our top 5 summer movies. Mego, I will give you the floor and allow you to go first. Do you want to go one at a time each?
Yeah, let's go 5-1.
Perfect. I'm ready.
And if I say one that you have on your list, you can just tell me where it is.
Cool.
Okay, and so the explanation of this list is it's not necessarily a movie that was a summer blockbuster, mm-hmm. but it's a movie that's about summer,
yep.
whether it's like summer camp, a summer weekend, a summer trip.
Or makes you feel like summer.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Maybe like last day school vibes.
Yep.
Okay, so number 5 for me is Wet Hot American Summer.
Okay, great choice. That was in my honorable mentions. Didn't make my list, but I definitely get where
you're coming from. I love Wet Hot American Summer. It's so weird. And a movie like this, I just feel like isn't made today. If it's made, it's made for, I know Netflix has made some sequels of it, but it's made for a streamer and it gets buried somewhere and it's next to like Nathan For You on yep. some screen that you never find. And you're like, that's weird. What is that? I'm not going to check that out. Paul Rudd in Wet Hot American Summer might be my favorite performance in any movie ever. Like,
yeah.
The amount of times that I imitated Paul Rudd picking up garbage in the mess hall being like, just like so stupid, so ridiculous. I love that movie.
Speaking of Paul Rudd, have you seen Friendship yet?
No.
I'm going to go see that this week.
Okay, I feel bad because the show, what is it? I Think You Should Leave?
Yes.
I know you and Keith love that show.
Yeah, very much so.
It's just not my speed.
Okay, that's
fine. I heard it so well described by somebody as the inverse of Curb Your Enthusiasm, mm-hmm. where Curb Your Enthusiasm is about how Larry David is a logical person and the world is illogical. Mm-hmm. So he's pointing out everything that's like ridiculous about the world around you that you have to deal with. And that I Think You Should Leave is the reverse. So
where the
it's
world
a,
is logical and Tim Robinson is the illogical
yeah.
one.
And I'm okay. like, I just don't, I don't know. I don't, it's not for me.
Okay.
Is what I would
hey,
say.
That's fine. Not
but
everybody.
You like you know? Friendship?
I haven't gone to see it yet. I'm going to see it this week.
Okay.
I'm very excited. I can't wait.
It's getting great reviews.
Yeah, it's getting awesome reviews. I love Tim Robinson. I love I Think You Should Leave. And then, I mean, who doesn't love Paul Rudd? Paul Rudd does appear in one of my movies, just not...
Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes.
Okay, what's your five?
So number five, I actually went with the number one basically summer blockbuster of all time. I know that's not necessarily exactly what we were going for, but Jaws has to be on the list.
Oh, that's my number one.
Perfect. Okay, as a summer movie, like, it has to be on the list.
It has everything.
Yeah, it has absolutely everything. Big sharks, the ocean. What else screams summer more than the
ocean?
It's
also funnier than you remember. Like, I watch it basically every 4th of July over that weekend at some point. Not an original idea. A lot of people do that. But it's the writing in it is great. Obviously, the directing is everything. The mechanical shark doesn't age super well.
No, but...
But it's not terrible.
It was in 1975.
Yeah, it's not as terrible as people act like it is.
Exactly.
It's not... And it's not supposed to be really scary. The way people talk about it, I mean, it's never... I think maybe because I never... Like, you never lived in a world... Before Jaws, so I didn't live through the phenomenon of people being like, oh my God, sharks in the water.
This is terrifying.
It was something we always heard about on the news growing up as kids.
Exactly.
Okay, so my number four is a sports movie.
Okay.
It's Bull Durham.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Bull Durham is one of my, I would say, top three favorite sports movies.
Nice.
I love it. It's the summer minor leagues. It's the opposite of Summer Catch, which was that horrible movie that they made about the Cape Cod League.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably Kevin Costner's best baseball movie. I think it's better than Field of Dreams. It's hilarious, really well written. I'll never forget. Have you've seen Bull Durham, I assume?
I have. It's been a while, but I have.
The part where he's teaching younger guys on the team how to go through interviews with media, I'll never shake it. Like, it's just like the rote answers of just trying my best, going out there every day. And he's like, never stray from these. I'm like, ugh.
Live your life by these. Yeah. It's the Bill Belichick mantra. Number four for me is, I'm actually going to go in the horror movie direction. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, JLH, Freddie Prinze Jr., Ryan Phillippe.
I thought you were going to say Friday the 13th.
Ooh, so... To me, that screams way more Halloween than summer. And I get it at a summer camp. That makes sense. But for me, I Know What You Did Last Summer. The hot teen slasher. I love a good slasher film. I'm a sucker for a slasher. So I Know What You Did Last Summer comes in at number four for
That's
me.
A good one. I wanted to watch the original Final Destination over the weekend, and my husband said no. So,
so I enjoyed the Final Destination movies when I was younger. I don't know if I will love the newest one.
I won't see it. I wanted to revisit the original to
That's
see
fair.
What I thought of it.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think I've seen it.
That's like with the
sense it's around when it came out.
That's how I would feel about the Saw movies. I wouldn't watch one that's made like now,
no.
but I would go back and revisit the first one just to kind of like remember it.
See how stupid this is.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm excited now for the I Know What You Did Last Summer like sequel that they're going to be making.
They're making one?
Yeah. I believe it has like, what's her name? The girl from Outer Banks. Madeline Klein, is that her
I
name?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. I think she's in it. JLH does make an appearance in it.
I don't know who any of the like, young actors are. I just have no idea.
Yeah, there's very few. I know like Chalamet.
Of course, everybody knows. Chalamet! Number three for me is Heavyweights.
Ooh, great yes. one.
My
oh,
favorite
what
camp.
What a swing and a miss.
My favorite. By who?
By me. Oh, I didn't have it.
Such
I'm
a good,
dumb.
Probably my favorite camp movie. Like, I.
Oh, it's so good.
Heavyweights, maybe it has not, maybe it's canceled. Maybe it has not aged well. But I, it's so funny. So funny.
Oh, it's so good. Number three for me, I went, another blockbuster, but a movie that I watched every summer all the time, Jurassic Park. I love
oh,
this movie.
Oh, you think of that as a summer movie.
Yeah. I just think
they're
of
in
like
shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah, they're in shorts and stuff. I think of the hot like jungle that the dinosaurs were in. And it, again, like it was a movie that at the beginning of summer I would love to watch. Like when you're staying
That's
home.
That's how you kick off your summer?
Well, not every year, but like as a kid I watched it almost every year. Like at the beginning of summer, it's like, summer break. Ooh, let's watch Jurassic Park.
I think probably best score ever.
It's got to be up there for
That's,
sure.
It's, I mean, I know people
Phenomenal.
Would say like Star Wars. I think Jurassic okay. Park is better. It's like this sweeping, epic,
yeah.
inspiring, you know.
Amazing. I love this movie. I think it is excellent. I've seen, I think, even all of the Jurassic World movies just because I love dinosaurs.
You've seen the new one that's coming out?
I haven't seen that one yet. No, when does it come out?
I don't know. You're the Jurassic Park one. You're the one that's just talking about how you kick off every summer watching Jurassic Park.
I just see Jurassic World Rebirth. Oh, this is the one with ScarJo.
Yes, I keep seeing commercials for it.
Comes out July 2nd. I will be going to see this, I can assure you.
Okay, my number two is from the 80s.
Okay.
Little joint called Stand By Me. Have you ever seen it?
I have. Yep. I am familiar with Stand By Me.
I love Stand By Me.
Kiefer Sutherland, right?
Yes.
He's in it. Yep.
Stand By Me is fantastic. If you haven't seen it, and especially if you have a kid around the age of like 11, 12 years old, like perfect movie to watch with a kid that age. Like, because I feel like it's not inappropriate, but they'll get it. There's stuff in it that's this timeless feeling of being on the brink of going into high school. It's like a perfect coming of age movie that has enough Stephen King darkness to it that it doesn't feel so Disney-fied.
Yep.
I maintain that a lot of what's great about The Sandlot was ripped off from Stand By Me. I feel like a lot of the tone of it and everything was ripped off by Stand By Me. And you know, my number one is Jaws. So yes. I've already said that.
So my number two is actually Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Again, you feel that that's a summer movie.
Yeah, I mean, they're in like Hawaii.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's a vacation movie.
Yeah, okay, it's like a vacation movie. But to me, I just, being at the beach, the luau, screams, summer, Paul Rudd, phenomenal, Jason Segel, tremendous.
So much Paul Rudd on these lists.
That movie is so good. And it's just like, I can remember being like in high school and watching that movie and like, you know, the stupid guy thing when you're just sitting in a room with your buddies is to just quote movies at each other. And
that's a big one.
Yeah. And so number one for me is Sandlot. Like that is the...
It's a great summer movie.
Yeah, the epitome of a summer movie for me. Kids out playing baseball in the warm weather. Like that's as good as it gets.
Nailed it.
I, as a little girl watching that movie, I always thought that it would get really boring at some point.
Ooh.
When the day when it's really hot and they go to the pool with the hot lifeguard.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, man, I would be trying, after going to the pool one day, I'd be like, guys, how about we go to the pool again?
Yeah, let's just go to the pool again.
I'd be like, doesn't matter how much I love baseball. If we're playing baseball 7 days a week, there's going to be 2 days where I'm trying to get a super soaker battle going on.
You know, like, Benny the Jet Rodriguez will not let that fly.
No.
I know. And that's why he ends up the Major League Baseball player, and I would be like the kid who ends up not even in the booth. I'd be the kid who they say like goes and does a bunch of acid in the 60s and disappears. That would be me. Remember that at the end? All the kids fade away and they're like, he got really into the 60s and... And then they're like, this one went to Vietnam. And you're like, what? What is the dark turn that we just had this nice moment with James Earl Jones? And now we're finding out kids got lost in the counterculture revolution? Like, this is weird.
As someone who played an insane amount of wiffle ball with like kids in the neighborhood for years and years, this had to be number one for me. I couldn't allow it to
I was a 90s child, so we played a lot more street hockey.
Oh, yeah. So the majority of my friends never played hockey. I didn't play hockey.
I didn't play hockey, but I played street hockey.
Yeah, no, we never played street. I couldn't tell you. I think maybe like once. Like, we never played street hockey.
I got a black eye from a shot with the street hockey ball. Because, you know, like, if you know this about street hockey, you have a different ball depending on the season, on how cold it is. Oof, that was ugly.
Tough.
Yeah.
Eesh.
I was a little tomboy.
Text line 617, National Treasure for the 4th of July. Love that.
Independence Day. Independence Day is a good one. That's obvious.
One. Would you consider The Goonies a summer movie?
No, because it's like Pacific Northwest, rainy. It doesn't feel summery.
Doesn't give you the summer vibe.
No, if anything, it feels like, I don't know, about almost fall or late spring, kind of like the gross weather we've been having.
Yeah.
I like The Goonies. I like it because it also is just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so odd. I feel like that movie would never be made today because it would have to be based off some proven intellectual property that has already sold like a whole book series.
There's nothing original anymore.
Exactly. You just get all your Jurassic World spinoffs.
Scott in Maine wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, guys. What about National Lampoon's Vacation? The Ferrari scene?
Okay. Good
suggestion. You don't like National Lampoon?
I can't say I've ever seen it.
Well, so.
I was waiting for you to go because I can't. I'll be honest, I haven't seen it.
You've never seen it?
Never seen it.
Yeah, it's definitely my parents think it's really funny.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably like Fitzy's favorite movie. That's how I would gauge it. That would be my guess.
It's the one they're trying to go to Wally World.
Okay.
And it's an obsession with getting the perfect vacation to Wally World. Yeah, I mean, if we're going to go Chevy Chase route, I'd obviously go Caddyshack, which is another great
summer
movie.
That would have been an
honorable
mention for me.
Like, that's a great summer movie to me. But the vacation ones, I don't know. They don't do it as much for me.
Yeah, Christmas, like, Fitzy and I have argued about this before. Christmas Vacation's fine. That one I've seen, it's fine. But, like, it's like his favorite Christmas movie of all time.
It's a lot of people's favorite Christmas movie of all time.
I mean,
I don't like talking about Christmas when it gets warm out. It's like going to a ski
Christmas
resort.
Christmas in July.
It's like going to a ski resort in July. It makes me feel sad.
That's fair.
I don't like it.
617-779-7937. Don't worry. We'll get back to the sports for you here coming up. It's Mego and Shy. I'm filling in for the Greg Hill Show. But right now, let's get you caught up with what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox fell to the Orioles yesterday 5-1. They end up splitting the four-game series with Baltimore. Marcelo Meyer ended up 2-for-4 with a run scored in his second career start. The Sox are out in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers this afternoon. First pitch, 2:10 right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game for you here. And Joe Weil will get you ready to go with the Mass Mutual pregame show at 1:10. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. The Knicks overcame a 20-point deficit in Game 3 against the Pacers to get their first win in the series, 106-100. Oklahoma City and Minnesota face off in Game 4 of their series tonight. Tip-off at 8:30. OKC leads that series 2-1. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Edmonton Oilers beat the Dallas Stars 6-1 yesterday afternoon. They have a 2-1 series lead out west. And the Panthers look to close out the East as they host the Hurricanes tonight. Puck drop is at 8. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Young and topical.
Well, that reminds me of the Sandlot. Like, it's that night, you know, that 4th of July night when they all get together and play the night game. It's just perfect baseball summer.
Don't they play it to America the Beautiful?
They do that too, but this song plays at a certain point.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Hey, I believe Jack. Jack knows.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Anyway.
Sure.
Anyways, from one baseball movie to an actual baseball team, the Boston Red Sox unfortunately split the series with the 18-35 Baltimore Orioles this weekend. They took the first two games, lost the second two games, but in those second two games, due to an Alex Bregman injury that could last a couple months if it is as bad as Cora believes it is, we got to see Marcelo Meyer up with the Major League club for game three and game four of the series. Didn't get a hit in the first appearance, but did get two hits yesterday in his second career game. He actually ended up scoring a run as well. Mego, are you excited to see Marcelo Meyer? Do you expect him in the lineup on a day-to-day basis? And does this also mean Roman Anthony not too far away as well?
Yes, this is the only direction that the Red Sox can go in to find something right now. They have no momentum. They go 5-5 over that homestand.
Yuck.
They're just mediocre for another year. And we say mediocre because they're always around a 500 team, but it's actually bad because they're not making the postseason. And you get to the point where you hear Alex Cora saying post game, like, you know me, guys, I just need, all I need is a 10-game winning streak.
She has an
and then we'll be back in. And they haven't had it since 2018. Ugh. Like, the direction that this team has, they just seem to be spinning in circles. They don't know if their strength is their pitching. They don't know if their strength is their hitting. And it doesn't seem like it's tremendously hitting outside of Rafael Devers. They can't communicate with one another inside the building. And Garrett Crochet doesn't know when he's getting a short start or why he's getting yanked after the fifth inning. Like, it just seems really sloppy and unserious. And I think having Marcelo Meyer, this kid, come up, gets a couple hits yesterday, very exciting, something that the fans can actually look towards. Roman Anthony moves up then to the major leagues level. Maybe you find something there. Maybe you find some kind of identity, some direction to move in that's not just Crochet and Devers. Like, that's a great, that's a great 1-2 punch on either side of the ball, but it's,
you need,
like,
more than two players.
Exactly. And is Trevor Story, like, when are we going to decide that when are we going to declare this journey over? And if part of this is, I know, like, you have the situation at third base. We're not even talking about Rafael Devers going back and playing third base, even though that's what he wanted to do in spring training, and he's kind of bad at it. At least it's his natural position. We're not even talking about that. But if there was a situation where you could rework the lineup and get Meyer there at shortstop and just unload this Trevor Story situation, maybe things start clicking a little bit better than trying to force Story into the cleanup position on what was going to be the second part of a back-to-back on, what was it, Friday? Saturday? Yeah. I can't even remember. Kate, there's been so many rain delays.
And I think Bradford even talked about it on Saturday, I believe it was, after we were on. He even talked about how, like, Sedan Rafael can come in and play the infield. So ideally, like, theoretically, it works out perfect. If you can somehow, I don't know if it's an IL stint or a trade that kind of pushes Trevor Story out, but then you slide Meyer into shortstop, you can put Rafael at third, and you can stick Roman Anthony in center field, and boom, like, you just start cooking. Like,
who's at first and second in these scenarios?
Campbell is playing
second?
One of them, and then I guess, you know, Abraham Toro fills in sometimes at first, or David Hamilton can play second, whatever, like, pick and choose. But regardless, it's, you can get the younger guys into the lineup on a daily basis. Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell will all be playing on a daily basis. And I think that's kind of the direction this team needs to go in. Brian Barrett, former coworker, now works at the Ringer, had a great stat. The number two and number three spots in the Red Sox batting order this year. a 963 OPS, 93 RBIs, 34 doubles, 27 home runs. All of those stats are either first place or tied for first place in all of Major League Baseball. You are losing a lot of that production with Alex Bregman being hurt. You need to find a way to replicate at least some of that production. Rafael Devers, you hope, continues to stay hot. He is ripping the cover off the ball, but you need to find other ways to generate offense. Bringing in Roman Anthony, a guy who literally just hit a missile of a home run 2 days ago in AAA Worcester and is crushing it in AAA Worcester. Bringing him up, putting him in the lineup, as well as Marcelo Meyer, is only going to help this offense try and find some footing.
Yeah, I'm excited about the opportunity for the young guys. It's at least a silver lining to what's been just crappy luck on one hand and just some strange decisions on the other. I'm not sitting here calling for Alex Cora's job. I am not at that point. Mm-hmm. And I like Alex Cora, and I generally think he's a good manager who connects really well with his clubhouses. His players certainly love him. But I want to ask you this. Who, as a Boston sports coach, has had the leash that Alex Cora has? Don't tell me Bill Belichick, because he got a couple years at the end and then he was out.
Certainly not.
Totally out. And he was on the hot seat for the second half. I mean, they said that he was done after that Germany game.
Certainly not Bruins coaches, that's for sure.
No.
They don't have any leash at all.
But that's typical for NHL.
I think the closest thing I can think of, it's not a coach, it would be a GM, and it would be Danny Ainge.
Okay.
That's the closest thing
Danny
I can think
Ainge
of.
I'm sorry. Danny Ainge did way more for you.
Sure. But again,
Danny Ainge brought the big three here and then flipped two pieces of it into all NBA players.
I don't disagree.
Supermax players,
but he did only win one title, right? So, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, one title equals one title. Like, that's the closest thing I can come
but
up with.
But you would say
again,
he
not
put the pieces out there to have multiple titles.
Sure. Yeah. He gave you the opportunity. Without his foundation, the Celtics don't win the title last year. Sure. I don't disagree. But, like, that's the closest guy I can think of to having a super long leash but only winning one title. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think for Cora, again, he has as many suspensions from MLB as he has titles.
Yep.
He had the 2 years, and the year after they won the World Series and they brought back a lot of that roster, they were bad. And then they go into COVID, and he disappears and comes back hat in hand and does his apology tour. And then they go in 2021 and have a nice, surprising little postseason run. And since then, what's it been? And he got a 3-year, $21 million extension. And again, I'm not calling for a job. I'm just saying, can you remember anybody else who's had this much grace?
No.
And is that because ownership is looking at the situation and saying, we've screwed this guy over so often with the rosters that we've given him and what we've done or failed to do at trade deadlines and the fractured relationships or just weird situations with who's running the front office? I don't know. I really can't remember anybody in terms of coaching who's gotten as much grace.
No, you're right. And I don't think anybody's been given this kind of leash before. This is now his seventh season as Boston Red Sox manager. He has made the playoffs twice. Yeah, he won a World Series once, made an ALCS the other time, but, like, he's only even made the playoffs
and
twice
out of 7 years.
And it's
gotten easier to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They want you to have a shot to make the playoffs.
Correct. And he can't even get there. And I think it's becoming a major issue. I think he is becoming the focal point for fans that are upset with this team.
He's been, like, the constant.
Yeah, he's the one guy.
When you're the constant, you look like the underlying thing. And people start to look for the cause.
You can blame Heim Bloom all you want, but
and again, I don't think that he's, like, the big problem on the team. I'm not saying that. I do just think it's interesting. Like, isn't it an admission of something from ownership that they gave him this big contract because they knew that they needed him to stay around because they believed in him so much? Is that an admission of something that ownership was not doing for several years? Because we all sat here and bitched about them not spending on the team and not taking accountability and John Henry not showing his face publicly and maybe being more concerned with other teams. I think if Joe Mazzulla was in this position, people would be apoplectic.
Yeah, running him out of town.
And he has a title too.
617-779-7937. Bob is in Londonderry. Wants to talk about the Sox. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Happy, Good. Happy Memorial Day. I was just curious, you know, I hear all the talk about, you know, the Red Sox, this, that, and everything else. And, you know, in regards to the manager, Alex Cora, I'm just curious, what do you guys just pretend you have a niece or a nephew, and they say to you, you know, pretend you're Uncle Dan or whatever. Uncle, you know, Mom and Dad told us to play the games correctly. They're in youth sports, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. And, you know, we were told to do things according to, you know, the correct way, so to speak, honest. And what do you do when they ask you, how come the manager of the Boston Red Sox cheated and basically nothing happened? And I'm just curious how that never is a focus point. It's just swept under the rug, regardless of how good or how bad he is as a manager.
All right, Bob, thanks for the call.
He did his time, what people feel.
Yeah, he got a suspension. Yeah, he was suspended for an entire year from baseball.
If he had just, you know, whistled by that whole thing, and I think there are books that were written about it, and he's had to face a lot of public scrutiny. He's talked about the scrutiny his family has been under because of him. So I think Cora has kind of has done his time for that.
And to be
fair, I'm honestly not criticizing of that. No, I just bring up the suspension because it's an unusual thing, and you can compare it to the amount of titles he has.
My thing also is Bill Belichick got accused and penalized for cheating as well, and we didn't care.
Maybe we were winning. This point in time, not use Bill Belichick as the pillar of personal character.
Okay, fair. But like, I just for reference, just in total transparent, like that at the time, you know, nobody cared. They're like, what do you? So what? Like, they weren't cheating. It was they were filming practices and blah blah blah. No, it didn't matter. They still go out and kick your ass. Same with the deflated football. Still go out and kick your ass. It doesn't matter. And people didn't care because they were winning. Now with Alex Cora, because he's not even winning, it's like, okay, maybe now we can look back at that and be like, maybe that helped. Maybe that was part of the reason why he was as successful as he was in his early stint with the Red Sox, and now things haven't kind of gone as planned. Maybe he isn't as good of a manager as we thought. Like, I think that doubt starts to creep into fans' minds.
It has to. Again, because he's the underlying constant here.
Yeah, 100%.
And so if you go back to, well, Cora had that 2021 run, and nobody was expecting that, and that was really fun. But then what happened? Well, you come back 22, 23,
bad.
24. Bad. It's not even this year. It's not even like some of those past seasons where everybody's frustrated because they know the focus is on the farm system. Everybody's focused on the major leagues. And they're looking at, oh, what's going to happen at the trade deadline? Oh, they didn't do enough. Like, we're not even at that point. It's worse than that to start out. It's the point where early in the season, we're talking about the temperatures at Fenway Park as if it doesn't get cold in October. Like, what are we've kind of gone to a crazy place, like with what we're hearing out of there. That tells me something.
There is a lot of dysfunction and chaos going on with that organization at this time, and it's apparent on the field. Like, it's showing up on the field too, and that's kind of the
bigger
issue.
Oh, you mean the Little League home run? You didn't enjoy that?
No, who would ever enjoy that? Evan in New Hampshire wants to talk about the Sox. Go ahead, Evan.
Hey guys, so I mean, like you guys have been talking about, right? Like, this team is so confusing, and it kind of brings me back to. This offense gets five runs against the best pitcher in baseball in Tarik Skubal, and they don't win. And then this weekend, they get one run in 15 innings of Dean Kramer and Trevor Rogers. I don't understand the inconsistency. I don't know where it stems from. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, you got to bring Anthony up because what else do you have to lose?
Thanks for the call, Evan. Yeah, I think you absolutely need to bring Roman Anthony up. You need to hope that him or Meyer or both of them can inject your offense with some kind of pop. Like, you need it. Getting two runs over the last two games against a Baltimore Orioles team that has won 18 games so far this season is unacceptable. You just can't be doing that. You need to win one of those two games.
It is refreshing to hear Meyer say, I'll basically play anywhere.
Yeah.
And if Roman Anthony is willing to do that too.
Man, shocker. If only somebody else on the team would say that.
That is a little bit of a change of pace compared to what we've been hearing recently.
Well, and Marcelo Meyer, to his credit, has been saying it since before the season started. He told Jones and Keefe, he goes, I don't care where I play. I just want to be on the major league roster.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing now. You know what? He'll play third. He'll play short. He'll probably get some reps at second. He will play all over the infield because he just wants to be in the game, and that's all he cares about. And at this point, the Red Sox are going
to
need it.
When I talked about long leashes, because you open the door to GM which is a tough one.
Sure.
And now we're just getting Don Sweeney texts, to which I'd say obviously, but yeah. I was talking about coaches.
Yeah. I'm the one that introduced the GM perspective, but Don Sweeney's probably a good comp if you're going to go to the
GMs. Yeah, especially with the recent extension.
2-year extension, baby. Well, it's because Rick Tockett's like, I'm unsure about the future over there, so I'm definitely not going to be the coach there. I'm just going to go coach for the Flyers. No big
deal.
They
have as many coaching options as third base options that do not play third base.
617-779-7937. It's Mego and Chaim here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on a Memorial Day Monday. One more segment to go here on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mego and Chaim here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, filling in for the Greg Hill Show today on a Memorial Day Monday. The show will be back tomorrow in full. On a nice Tuesday morning for you. But let's continue with the Red Sox conversation Mego and I were just having. Let's go to Bob in Warwick. Wants to talk about Alex Cora. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes. First of all, I'm not a Red Sox fan. I'd rather root for anybody except the Red Sox.
Okay.
I'm happy when they lose.
Okay.
And I think the fact that the Red Sox gave Cora a 3-year contract extension. That's great because the man stinks. I'm happy about that.
Cool. So you think they're going to continue losing?
No. I'm happy that he's still the manager because he's incompetent. When he was with the ESPN as a host or as a panelist, He knew more. He seemed to be obnoxious. He knew all the answers.
Interesting.
And imagine a talk show host being obnoxious.
Right? I can't imagine that.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
You have to put up with somebody. They have an irritating voice, or they're very condescending to you.
Yep. Ugh. They think they're just a know-it-all.
Yeah. Like, at least Cora played the sport. I'll say that for him.
I know, right?
Imagine having to listen to idiots who never actually played the professional sport.
I know, especially talk about things like the NFL exhausting. Draft and football and pulling guards. Who would ever want to listen to somebody who never played?
All right, so Warwick, not a town full of Alex Cora fans, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he just roots against the Red Sox. Didn't really say who he roots for. Roots just against the Red Sox. Glad Alex Cora stays the manager, because he knows Red Sox are going to continue stinking as long as Alex Cora is the manager.
We've got a bunch of like really angry texts on the text line about how we're drinking the Kool-Aid of what ownership is feeding us.
Is ownership feeding us this?
I don't think anybody from... Like, nobody is coming out from ownership and looking at Cora and going, like, what's going on?
Literally nobody's blaming Cora. Ownership gave Cora a contract extension.
And it's guaranteed. So they want Cora to work out.
Yeah, they don't want to pay him to do nothing. Like, what do you mean? Ownership isn't feeding us anything. Ownership flew out to Kansas City to meet with Rafael Devers to kind of get on the same page as him.
Do you think putting that out there is a bad look? For Cora.
I mean, I thought
like,
all we, of this we looked had to bad
call
for Cora.
We had to call the big boss, the boss's boss, to fly out to Kansas City, the guy who's never out in public with the Red Sox, to have a conversation with your $313 million guy?
See, I think it looks worse for Craig Breslow.
Okay.
Because it
nothing's
makes...
ever, let me tell you something, nothing's ever going to look good for Craig Breslow.
No, it's
that
not.
That GM role has been thankless since Dombrowski left.
Yeah, it feels like, it makes Breslow look incompetent and unable to get his manager to kind of get in line.
Makes him look like a squirrely little nerd.
Yeah. But then again, Cora also looks like a...
Weasel,
because he's like, I ain't telling Devers he's got to go play first base. You go tell him.
That's what it looks like over
it's
there.
It's not great. Phil in New Hampshire wants to defend Alex Cora real quick. Go ahead, Phil.
I want to defend Alex. So... first of all, if we forget, you know, the kind of manager he is, let's go ahead and just watch that 2018 playoff run and watch the masterpiece, because the way he worked the team, the bullpen, everything is the reason why we have that title, and we should and at least be thankful for that. I think that the front office has put him in so many situations that it's taking him out of character. So they have an asset in the manager, and because they wanted to go with certain kinds of ways of doing business, they've put him in positions that are compromising his style of managing. So,
Phil, Phil, I'm just curious, and I'm not arguing with you. How would you describe his ideal style of managing?
Well, having a complete team, that's usually a good thing. So, like last year when, you know, we were fielding a team that didn't even have players that belonged at any position, you know, that's kind of important for a guy to have so he can, you know, do his job as a manager and pull the right strings. So that's pretty important, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I go back
Thanks
to
for the
like,
call, Phil.
I'll just say the things that people, and I have been in this boat at times, criticize Joe Mazzulla about, that they basically just give him a superstar, super team roster.
And everybody just
shoots
threes.
And he goes out and wins a title that way. Same deal in 2018.
Yeah.
Highest payroll in the entire league. Roster. It's the same thing. Yep. So if you're telling me, well, that's the only, that team just carried Mazzulla, and you don't feel the same way about Cora, what is it about the track record since that you feel is so different about Cora? Is it just the situation? And his ownership, like owning up to a situation that they've put him in, and that's why they gave him this contract, because they do believe in him? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair question. But, Mego, I think we'll have to continue to try and answer that next time, because 4 hours has flown by once
sure
again.
Sure has.
Look at that. That'll do it here for Mego and Scheim filling in for the Greg Hill Show. Up next, I believe it is John Lyons and Dan Ball until Red Sox pregame at 1:10, where Joe Weil will take over on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. The Greg Hill Show in full will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I will talk to you then. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.